left off discussing Chiddush of Tosfos, the Sugya in Bava Kama Daf Samachav, where the Gemara comments that even though Yeyush works when it comes to Aveda, perhaps that is not true when it comes to cases of Gzeva. And what exactly is the difference in a case of Aveda? It is Hetera Asli Yadeh. When it comes to cases of Gzeva, it is Isura Asli Yadeh. So Tosfos writes the following: the fact that the Gemara thinks that there should be a difference between Hetera and Isura, Mikan Mashma Shiyeyush Eino Kehefker Gama. Clearly, the Gemara is implying that there's a basic difference between Yeyush as opposed to Hefker. Because Tosfos assumes, when it comes to a case of absolute Hefker, whether it's Hetera or Isura Asli Yadeh should not be relevant. Even if somehow it came into your Rishus illicitly, but if a person is mafkir his chayfetz and he has no attachment to it in any shape or form, so therefore it is considered to be yours. So the fact that Rabbah raises that possibility that Isura Hetera is fundamental, that means that Yeyush is eino kehefker gamar. But Tosfos doesn't explain exactly what that means. So we started to discuss, ooh, that Nesivus, Reis Samach Beis, Hivkot and Gimel, where the Nesivus points out that, look, even though when it comes to cases of hefker, there is a machlokis, Nedarim Daf Mem Gimel, whether hefker is chal miyad, the sheet of the Chachamim, or whether hefker is only ad the osil reshu zoche, the shita of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, that hefker is considered to be kimatana. That is the machlokis when it comes to hefker. But when it comes to yeyush, then everyone would agree that ad the osil reshu zoche. So therefore, even though la halacha we don't accept the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi that Hefker is Adda Asi Rishu Zoche, it's not an absolute rejection of his concept. It's not applicable to the case of Hefker, but it is true when it comes to a case of Yeyush. So therefore, Nesivus writes such a Chiddush, the Ksos and Simen Tavav, Sivkat and Bey, is that Hefker, my Bailus is Paka Miyan. When it comes to a case of Yeyush, the object does not leave my Rishus, but the Torah is Mechadish, and the Parsha of Aveda, that if indeed there is Yeyush, so therefore I have a right to go ahead and to seize that chayfetz. And if and when I do so, that is when the chayfetz leases the rishus of the Balim HaRishon. If that really is true, the Nesivus points out that Yeyush is only ad os the rishus zoche, so now we understand Rabbah very, very well. Maybe one could add one word. Ad os the rishus zoche behetera. Behetera. It doesn't mean that it reached your rishus illicitly. It means behetera, behetera. And therefore, one could argue, I understand very well that when it comes to aveda, yes, but not when it comes to a case of gzeira. If one would assume that the bailus is paka miyad, why should there be a difference between hetera and isura asliyode? Klafi shmaya, there's a difference in terms of whether my seizure of the chayfetz was appropriate or not. But why should I make a difference in terms of who is considered to be the Bala Chayfetz at this point? So we pointed out that not everyone agrees with this Kiddush of the Nesivus. Professor Zalman is Medayik twice in the Ramban, Psachim Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Ramban earlier in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud, that the Ramban seems to assume that that's not true, because the Ramban uses this model of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim regarding Hefker, and the Ramban applies this to a case of Yeyush, applies it to a case of Yeyush. The sugya, as we discussed a couple of times, Psachim Daf Lamed Aleph, you have a store which is owned by an non-Jew, but it's frequented. The poalim, the workers that are there, all the Tamar Yisrael. And all of a sudden, Lachar Pesach, you find that there is chametz which is there. Do you have to be concerned that chametz is considered to be Shal Yisrael? In which case, it is chametz Sha'ovlav HaPesach. Because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that Chamesh Lava Pesach is not categorically Yaseh. That's Machlok, it's Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, Psach Mechaches. Rabbi Yudah assumes that Chamesh Lava Pesach is categorically Yaseh. Just like Chametz B'Pesach is Yaseh, Chametz La'achra Pesach is Yaseh. It makes no difference whether it's Chemzo Shal Akum, Chemzo Shal Yisrael. Any Chametz that existed during Pesach is forbidden La'achra Pesach. That's a Dindaraisa. That's Rabbi Shita. We Paskin, not true. Chamesh Lava Pesach is only in Issid Rabbanan. It's only a Knas de Rabbanan. Why is there a Knas de Rabbanan? Because of the violation of Bar Rabbi Matzeh. If it's a knas drabanan because of a violation of Bayram by Matzeh, so obviously it only applies to chemsel shel Yisrael. It doesn't apply to chemsel shel Akum, where no one violated Bayram by Matzeh. So now it's critical that chametz which is positioned there, shel Yisrael, is it shel Akum? Even if it's shel Yisrael, the Rabban seems to assume, yeah, but it's lost. It's lost. It's lost. So why shouldn't I argue? Of course, it's considered to be that which is mutter. So the Ramban is tola that on Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. The Ramban writes, well, if you hold like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that Hefker is Kematana, so in such a case, good, it was lost, but ad asi l'rushos zonche, and that did not happen. The chametz is sitting there, right, in the corner of the store on the floor. So it was not asi l'rushos zonche. If you assume like the Chachamim, well, you're right. Then one should argue that when Pesach came, it wasn't necessarily Chemso Shel Yisrael. You know what the answer the Ramban is? You're right. Gazrina. Yeah, that's part of the Knas of Bayram HaMatzeh. What do you mean Gazrina? According to Nesivos, you should jump up and say the following, that look, they argue about Hefker. Here we're talking about an Aveda. And we're talking about an Aveda with Yeush. So everybody should agree that it didn't leave the Rishus of the Yisrael ad the Asi the Rishus Zochah. And therefore, everyone should agree this is considered to be Chemtzo She Yisrael. Ooh, the Ramban does not say this. Okay, so that's the deal. Gav Rishus Zalman against the Nesiv. Now, one could argue, we're really talking about classic Yeush. Maybe not. Maybe that Sugim Sachnaf Lamed Aleph is not talking about classic Yeush at all. You know what we're talking about? A Jew who had chametz before Pesach, and now Pesach is coming, where a Jew engages in bittul, he's mevatel his chametz, and you know, Tosu says, that bittul is midin hefker, maybe we're not working with the typical gedarim of Yeush in a vacuum. We're talking about an unusual case of Aveda, where chametz was lost, and before Pesach, a person is indeed mivatel. So maybe one could argue that, you know, that Ramban that's talking about Bayram by Matzeh with Pesach, is not necessarily simple Yeush. But there's another Ramban, and that's in Bav Mitzi and Daf Yud, where the Ramban discusses the case of Magbiya Mitzi Lechavero, Kana Chavero. And the Ramban is bothered, why isn't that called Tofes Lebalchol B'malkom Shechav La'achem? Why isn't that called Chav La'achem? In what sense is it? It's an Aveda. A typical case of Chav La'achem means you have different creditors, different people that have a Shibud. So if A is go with the Shibud, that's the detriment of B, C, D, who also have a Shibud. Here, a person is Motzi Aveda, in such an instance, why is that called Chav La'achem? Because the Ramban assumes that the Chav La'Acherim means that there's a concrete white that the Acherim have. So look, if you're talking about everyone else, good, they have an opportunity. They also can be Motzi Aveda. Yeah, but that's not called Chav La'Acherim. But what about when it comes to the Bailim themselves? So that's the line the Ramban writes, that what do you mean? In that particular case, we're discussing La'achar Yeush, because if it's not La'achar Yeush, we would say, Magbi Metzia, you're Chayiv Na'ashav Azaveda. We wouldn't say that Kana Chavero. So we're talking about La'achar Yeush, Shaharei Nisya'ish, and Yotzem Mirshuso B'Yeush. Ooh, so what exactly does that mean? Yotzem Mirshuso B'Yeush, is that really the case? So perhaps that also is an indicator that not necessarily. So the possibility in the Ramban disagreeing with the Chiddush of the Nesivos, that maybe what is true of Hefker is also true when it comes to cases of Yeush. And then we had a third Shita, and that was the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, in Simen Yerches, where the Chazon Ish writes one could be Mechalek, but in the opposite direction. You know, when I speak about Hefker, you know, Hefker is a koach of Bailus. Right? I am the Baal HaChefetz. I am Makneh. I am Makdish. I am Afkir. Oh, so in such a case that, you know what, maybe one can argue that just like I want to be Makneh the Chefetz to you, How do you do that? Obviously, the kinyan is only chal when it's us the Rosh Hashanah. I say, this chayfetz is yours. It's not yours. It's not yours. If I want this chayfetz to be yours, you know what? We need a ma'aseh kinyan. You need das kon, you need das matna. In a classic case of matana, well, of course, it's ad ha'asi, the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe one could argue the same thing is true when it comes to hefker as well. Hefker as well. That when I go ahead and I am mafkir, my bailus is taka, kida asi, the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that's true. But maybe one could argue the exact opposite in Sivas. That's not true when it comes to cases of Yeyush. If I were to ask you, then why is it that this object is no longer under the control of the Bailim HaRishonim? It's not because the Bailim HaRishonim were makne, they were mafkir, they deliberately relinquished, they didn't do anything at all. If you ask them, they would very much like to see this chayfetz again. But you know what? Something happened apart from the Bala Chayfetz. As mentioned, the language the Chazon Ish uses, Shahaneches Marabo. It's like the Chayfetz rebelled. The Chayfetz rebelled against the will of the Balaam HaRishonim. There's something unusual about this condition, this matzav, that the Chayfetz is no longer Rishusi. Not because I relinquished Rishus, because I no longer can control, can locate the Chayfetz. That fact, that I can no longer locate or control the Chayfetz, when is that chal? When is that chal, so to speak? No? Whatever reason it is that somehow detracts my bailus, that is already true. That is already true. Right now, this object is not in my control. Right now, I cannot go ahead and access this object. Maybe one could argue, Yeyush, whatever chisan of Yeyush is in bailus, that's already a fact. That's chalmiyad. And therefore, maybe one could argue the extreme that, you know what? Even Rabbi Yossi would agree. Now, something stunning. Even the Rabbi Yossi says, Hefker is adaso shuzoche. That's because Hefker is part of the Miskeres HaKinyanim. The Miskeres HaKinyanim. The Ramban writes, as an example, that just like on Shabbos Nyantif, you can't be Makne. There's Nisid Rabbana, no. You can't be Mafker on Shabbos. It's part of the Miskera Sakinyanim. That's the Kashan Rambanim, Sakhim and Afdalid, where how can Tosu say that Bittul is Mitam Hefker? When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, when do you do Bittul? On Shabbos? You can't be Mafkir something on Shabbos because that's part of Mareches, Miskera Sakinyanim. Would you argue to someone you can't be Miyayish on Shabbos? You know, it's like a Dvar Musa, no? You know, don't despair on Shabbos, no? Like, don't give up hope on Shabbos. No, you can't have Yeyush on Shabbos. A guy can't find something, and he says, whoa, you know, this thing that's valuable to me, I can't locate it. But that chalos is only on Shabbos. Yeyush is a fact. It is not part of the Niskeres Sakinyanim. And maybe one could argue that, even according to Abiyosi, that Hefker is Avda Shuzochet, maybe the opposite is true when it comes to cases of Yeyush. So Tosus does make that distinction. Yeyush is not identical to Hefker, but questionable whether Tosus necessarily means what the Nesivus suggests. In the relationship between cases of Yeyush and cases of absolute Hefker, cases where a person is Miyayish as opposed to Zuto Shoyam, Shatfa Nahar, what exactly do we derive from the cases of Shatfa Nahar or the case of Zuto Shoyam? That Chiddush of Yerushalmi. Where do you see the capacity of Yeyush? Oh, the answer is Ashatovad Mimenu as opposed to Avuda Mikol Ha'olam. What exactly does that Yerushalmi mean? What exactly does that indicate? What does it indicate? If it really means that Yeyush and Avuda Mikol Adam, which Hefker Gamur, no, is identical, that's very difficult. That's very difficult. Now, we pointed out the Shita Mekubetzes, not Av Chapal. Identical? That's really true. Avuda Mimenu is identical to Avuda Mikol Adam? Really identical? Identical? Is that really the case? Shita Kvetzer says, how can that possibly be? Let's assume, for example, you have a case of Shatfanar, you have a case of Zutul Shayam, and the person is Omeid Vitzoveyach. He's screaming, I'm not Miyayish, I'm not Miyayish. So Shita Kvetzer writes, that's crazy, that's just irrelevant, that's irrelevant. Let's say the person says, but there's Simanim. I'm going to turn to the guy and say, that's irrelevant, that's irrelevant. Let's say it's a case of Shatfanahar, and the guy isn't aware of it, right? He is unaware of the earthquake, the hurricane, the surge. He was unaware of it. So what does Shidim Kavetza say? Doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Right? Abayi says that Yeush Lomidas, Lohavi Yeush. Yeah, the Shita writes that's only when it comes to when it's Avadidei, his Aveda. But if it's Avad Mikol Olam, that's absolutely, absolutely irrelevant. So in light of all these differences, between what is personal Yeush, private Yeush, as opposed to Avudah Mikol HaOlam, what exactly does the Yerushalmi, or what exactly does Rashi mean, in Bava Kama Daf Samachav, when Rashi cites that as a source for Yeush? How can that be a source for Yeush? When it's so different from the model of Yeush itself. And we pointed out that that's true. Sounds like Mamish steers in Rashi. Rashi and Bav Metzia, Anardaf, and Chav Zayin, against the Rashi Bava Kama Daf Samachav, how can that be? So perhaps the answer is as follows. Even those Rishonim, more like the Rishonim, that cites Avudah Mikol HaOlam as a source of Yeush, it is not telling us that it's identical to typical Yeush, but it's a model. It's a model. It's a Ben Yinav. It's a Mematzinu. It's a model of Yeush. In what sense is that true? Why is it so obvious that in the case of Zutul Shoyam or Shatfanav, why is it so obvious in those cases that my Bible says fuck? Why exactly is that true? So perhaps the answer is as follows. You know, when we discussed earlier that Ramban and Psachim and Daftal Mabez, that Ramban and Psachim writes something, Yesod. There's something really unusual about this Isra Bayram by Matzah. The Isra Bayram Matzah should be impossible. It should be inconceivable. Inconceivable. Why is that true? Because the Torah only forbids you to possess your chametz. Your chametz. Sachim dafei, sholcha iataroi. But chametz ha-pesach is aser ba'achila. Chametz ha-pesach is aser ba'hana. And now the yesod of the Ramban. If something is aser ba'achila, and it's aser ba'hana, there's no bailus. There's no bailus on yisurei hana. If you steal someone's basa b'chalav, you steal someone's klai ha-kerem, that is not called gezel. You're not stealing something that is theirs, that is theirs. The Ritva quotes the Ravid, Sukkot Daf Lamed Aleph. You have an esrog of orla, it is not lachem. If it's aser b'achil and aser b'ana, it's not yours. So it's a davar pashut, the Ravid writes, you cannot use an esrog of orla on the first day of Sukkot. That's a davar pashut. You want to tell me you can't use it beyond the first days of Sukkot? Okay, we have to talk. No? But the fact that you can't use it on the first days of Sukkot, you don't have to be a Bucky and Arla, no? All you have to know is very simply, it's Aser Bahana. And if it's Aser Bahana, it's not yours. Even though Netilas Lulav is not called Hana, because Mitzvah Slav Dehenos Nitnu, that the Maisa Netila is not Hana Saguf, forget about Hana Saguf, it's not yours. It's not yours. So it's not that you violated this Sir Arla, but there's no Bailus anisurei hana. What exactly does that mean? There's no bailus anisurei hana. The Ramban explains that no, because you know what bailus means? Utility. Utility. Bailus has to be manifest. It has to be expressed. What exactly does it mean to say you're the bala chepes? You know what that means? That somehow you can exercise schusei bailus, dine bailus. I am the Bala Chayfetz, And that entitles, that empowers me to, what's the to? To be makdish, to be makne, to be mafkir. If the answer is, I'm the bala chefetz, but I'm not entitled to do anything. The chefetz is nesan. It's aser b'achil, it's aser b'anam. Guess what? You're not the bala chefetz. Bailus is defined in terms of utility, in terms of ishtamshus, in terms of schusei bailus. And that there's no bailus when it comes to yisuri hanah. Bailus requires, to use a yibum term, no? It requires a zika. It requires some connection al pidin between the chefetz and the bala chefetz. And if there is no linkage, there is no connection, guess what? The Torah does not recognize such bailus. The Torah does not recognize such bailus. It's not that I'm the bala chefetz and you need something to be mafkia bailus. It's coming from the opposite direction, no? The bailus means that you control, you have dominion over the chefetz. And if that is not true, if you have no control, you have no dominion, there's no utility, there's no manifestation, you know what the answer is? The bailus is pakam emela. Bailus has to be tangibly expressed. That's the chiddush. Like the Ramban, Yisuri Anah. So I'll tell you the following yourself. That's exactly avuda mikol haolam. Let's say you have something which is absolutely out of reach. Something that is inaccessible because it's sitting at the bottom of the ocean. And a person is omid v'tzoveach, that is my object. It's not that, you know what, we say meshata nebach, he's just joking around. It's not that we say bakla daik leitzo kol adam, the guy's nuts. No, but, you know, like, what do you mean you think it's... Simply, if there is something that is beyond reach, the Torah does not recognize bailus. Bailus has to be manifest through some type of zikr, through some type of connection to the chefetz. And if at the end of the day there's an absolute disconnect, there's no din bailus. That's what you see from the Yerushalmi. That's what you see from the parsha of Hashavas Aveda, of Tova Mimenu, as opposed to something which is Avuda Mikolada. That's an important yourself. I'll give you another example. If you look in the Gemara Psachim and Avav Mabez, the Gemara talks about the following. Sofei te'ein. I have a field. And there are some unripe figs on these trees that will never develop, that will never blossom. It's the end of the year. It's absolute junk. So the Gemara tells us, you know what? That those things are hefker. They're potter min ha-maisen. The Gemara assumes that those things are batlein ha-meila. And you know what the Gemara compares that to? That's a why is that himself in the above mabez? The Gemara compares sofetinim to pirurin. No? A guy, it's Pesach, and there are crumbs. So you know what the Gemara says? Crumbs! Lo chashibi ubatli. They're batel mamela. If you steal crumbs, there's no gezel, there's no bayram baymatse, there's no chiyuv of chumas and maestros when it comes to sofei te'enim. And, the Gemara says the following chiddush. You know what? Wait, this is part of my field. And I have an electric fence around my field. And I have guards around my field. Why in the world are you guarding the field? You know what the answer is? Because I also have anavim. I have grapevines that are worth an awful lot of money. But my field also has these unripe figs. So literally, I'm guarding my field. I'm safeguarding it that no one can trespass. But if you ask me, why are you guarding your field? It is not because of the Te'enim. You know, I lock my door at night during Pesach. Why? Because of the Perurim. I don't want somebody to come in and take the Perure Chametz. Of course not, because there are things there that are available. That's the Chiddush the Gemara writes. Even though Mamish, it's Mishtameres, and you're doing everything you can to make sure no one's going to enter, because you really don't want a guy showing up in your house, right, at night. But you know what? It's not because of the Perurin, it's not because of the Sofei Te'enim, and therefore the Gemara says, Lo chashivo ubatle. Lo chashivo ubatle. You know what Rashi in the Ran writes? Hefker. Hefker. What exactly do you mean that it's Hefker? What, I got up and I publicly declared Hareza Hefker? I got up and I declared the Perure Chametz are Hefker? I got up and declared that the Sofei Te'enim are Hefker? And let's assume you're unaware that these Perurim are even there. So, you know what I would call that? Hefker Shalomidas. You know, we can describe what a Yeyu Shlomidas is called, but Hefker Shlomidas is not Hefker. Hefker Shlomidas is not Hefker, no? You own something, but you know, you're not aware that you own it. But I know, had you known you owned it, you would have been Mafker. I cannot take it. I cannot take it, no? Hefker requires Das. So, you know what the answer is? Very, very simply, that the Gemara is telling us, it's not an exact model of these other cases, as we'll see. But if there is something where there is absolutely no zika, there's no kesher, there's no nihuge bailos, the Gemara says that simply. That means there's no bailos. So if min hastam, people do not exercise any bailos over pirurin, the Gemara's chiddush is that it's not that they're yours, but that's not considered to be yours. It's not considered to be yours. And therefore, it is not considered to be b'rishuscha. And if somebody takes it, he's not chayv in shumas and ma'aseros. And if somebody takes it, he doesn't violate nisrov geza. So typically, when I speak about bailos, it means that there's a kesher, there's a zika, there's a link between the chayfetz and the bala chayfetz. Well, what exactly is that link? What exactly is that link? Oh, so here I can tell you the following, that typically the chayfetz is b'shusi. I can control, I can exercise dominion over the chayfetz. It's shli, it's b'shusi. I have a shlit over that chayfetz. I'll tell you something else as a possibility, maybe. Maybe I admit to you, this chayfetz is in a b'shusi. You know what? But I have not given up hope. I still desire to retrieve that chayfetz. Maybe I'll tell you the following. Maybe that mindset is enough to create a certain sense of a zika, kesher, between the chayfetz and the bala chayfetz. If something is like absolute hefker gamur, it obviously, that there is no ratzon on my part to maintain the chayfetz. I was mafker the chayfetz. Aye de hefker. There's no dominion that I have over the chayfetz. And that is like the model that if you're mafkir, you're not considered to be the bala chayfetz. Oh, now just like the next step. Not identical, but a derivative is aveda and yeyush. If something is an aveda, it's in a b'shusi. If it's an aveda, in a b'shusi, it means, you know what, I cannot exercise dominion, control, shlita over the chayfetz as much as I'd like to. Right? I can't finger the chayfetz. The chayfetz is in a b'shusi. Does it mean there's an absolute disconnect like yeyush in a case of hefker? No. In a case of hefker, right, there's no desire on my part to be able to. In a case of yeyush, it's a dream. No, that I can reunite with my chayfetz. But the reality is it's in a b'shusi. What about in aveda la'achar yeyush? What about in aveda la'achar yeyush? So Pashut Shat, that's the chiddush of Yerushalmi. Right, that's the chiddush of Rashi, that avud mikol olam, absolute hefker gamur, serves as the model for yeyush, not because they're identical, but because they have a tzad hashavah shebehem, and the tzad hashavah shebehem is that there's no zika, there's no kesher between the chayfetz and the bala chayfetz. So sometimes that kesher is broken objectively. It's sitting in the bottom of the ocean. So the fact that a person says, I would like to be reunited with, right, that's irrelevant. It's avud mikol olam. And even if it's shlomidas, and even if it's amad v'tzavach, really doesn't matter. But if you have something which in principle is only avud mimenu, and there is still the possibility of hashava, so therefore, bailus is maintained through the chovas hashava, but not in a case where there's yeush. If it's yeush, so therefore this is comparable too. And in fact, when you look in that Gemara Psachim and Avav, when it comes to Pirurim, the Gemara says, Zahavamina, Kevin Dimintere Agavese. Since you're securing your house because of all the valuables, so doesn't that indicate that there is also Shmiras HaPirurim? So how can you say that you're detached from? You know what the Gemara says? Kamash Lamon that no. The fact that I'm safeguarding my house is irrelevant to the Pirurim. And therefore, lo chashive ubatle, and that is considered to be, right, the case. A case of hefker. You understand very well now, that Ramban. Yadama Beis, and Dapi Arif. Where the Ramban writes the following chiddush, that, you know, why is it, when it comes to cases of Yeush and Aveda, that the timing is so critical? If Yeush occurs before it enters my Rishus, that's great. Now I can hold on to it. If the Yeush occurred afterwards, then that's not true. Why exactly is that true? So you'll tell me, well, because if I lost something and you found it before Yeush, the moment that you found it, there's a Chovas HaShava. So we point out, we started this again. That sounds a little backwards, no? That sounds a little backwards in the sense that there's bailus and there's a chovas hashava. So what is A, what is B? Is a chovas hashava a function of bailus, or is bailus a function of chovas hashava? No? In the following sense. It's my chefetz, and therefore if you find it, you have to return it to me. That sounds reasonable. Or if you find it, you have to return it to me, and therefore it's my chefetz. That sounds a little odd, no? In other words, the Rambam says, if the Yeush was before, okay, we're done. But if the Yeush happened afterwards, you are obligated to return it. And if you're obligated to return it, look, how do you finish the sentence? Then the Bailus is not Paka. The Chovas HaShava prevents the Hafkas HaBailus. I would have said, let's first assess who is the Baal HaChefetz. And if you're the Baal HaChefetz, return it. And if you're not the Baal HaChefetz, don't return it. Why does it make such a difference as to when the Yeush occurs? Why is that sequence so... So that's that unbelievable Ramban. No? Unbelievable Ramban. You know what? I can't find this. Ami Yayish, and the HaChefetz is literally under my nose. It's under my nose. Ramban writes, that's not Yeush. That's not Yeush. Lo mahani yeush rishusa. Yeush does not work if the chayfetz is in rishus. Yeush does not work if the chayfetz is in rishus. That's the yisur of the Ramban. And then the Ramban writes a chiddush al gabi chiddush. When you find something, you're a shomer aveda. And when you're a shomer aveda, what does that mean? That the object which is being held by you is in my rishus. Because if you have a chovas hashava, so therefore the chayfetz is a dayin b'rishusi. Whoa, that's the double umdus of the Ramban. The premise that yeush is not chalal davar b'rishusi. And now point B, what does b'rishusi mean? In my house, in my car, biyad motzi aveda. Biyad motzi aveda is also b'rishusi. Why is that called b'rishusi? Because the Torah says there's a chiyuv of hashava aveda. Wow, that's something that's stunning. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. What exactly does that mean? that Chiddush of the Ramban? That lo mahani yeirish b'shusi? What exactly does that mean? So I'll tell you other ways of understanding this Ramban. Maybe you'll like them, maybe you'll say, So I'll give you a few options. No? The Ktzos, the Chiddush of Baruch Sameach, and what I think is Poshup Shem. No? And you'll tell me which one... You're entitled to disagree, no? But the Ktzos writes the following lumdus. Unbelievable. Reishon and Tess. Yeush is chal on davar b'shuscha. Yeush is chal. if something is in your rishus. But if it's in your rishus, you're ready for this. The moment you're miyayish, it's chozev v'neir. It becomes yours again by virtue of the fact that it's in your rishus. So there's like this spontaneous interaction, no? That you're miyayish. So you know what? Yeyush means it leaves your rishus, but it's in your rishus. So you know what? It leaves your rishus and it's chozev v'neir. It's chozev v'neir. It's like, it's not that it's not meaningful at all. It's that, yeah, the Yeyush impairs, but Kozman, it's Nirashus, it remains. Or maybe a Chiddush of Or Sameach, this is from the Chiddush of Mer Simcha, here in Bava Metzira Chav Aleph, where Mer Simcha writes, it's Yeyush Betos. Even Yeyush is a mindset. You know, a mindset requires das. So, Yeyush, for that which is Bershusi, is Yeyush Betos. It's Yeyush Betos. The whole assumption of your Yeyush was, it's out of here. It's not out of here. So, well, everything. Kedush Betos is not Kedushin. A Get Betos is not a Get. And guess what? A Kinyan Betos is a Mekach Tos. Yeyush Betos is not Yeyush. Maybe that's the Chiddush that the Rambam means. Wow. No? The whole thing is considered to be Yeyush Betos. So if it's sitting there under my nose, it's not Yeyush. The toast, it's Yeyush, but your face was gone again. No? Because you're wearing the glasses. Remer Simcha, that no, both Yeyush is meaningless, because the whole thing was Mamish Betos. Or maybe one could argue very, very simply, you know why Yeyush is Chal, well, Yerushalmi, because Avud Mikol Olam. Because the definition of Bailos is a Zika, a Kesher. What exactly is a Kesher? Shali, Bishusi. That creates a Kesher. Ishtamshus creates a Kesher. The Gemara thought that if you're locking your door at night, that's enough to say that the Purim are yours. Mishtameres. A Kesher, Kesher. Maybe one can argue simply as follows. You know what the Chiddush in the Ramban is? That if the chayfetz is bershuscha, finished. Not because of toes. Not because it's chos of an a. If the chayfetz is bershuscha, done. That is enough of a zika to argue that bailos is not automatically puck. If you're mafkir, that's a different story. If you're consciously being mafkir. But if yeyush means that number one, the chayfetz is eno shalim b'rishusi. And furthermore, there's no ratzon in terms of hope of retrieval of that particular chayfetz. So I'll tell you the following. So obviously, Yeyush cannot be chal on that which is mishtameres labanin. If it's mishtameres labanin, whether it's in my rishus or the Ramban, if it's biyad motzaveda, and the Aveda is holding it and doing everything possible to return it to me, so how can you argue that by definition, necessarily, there's no expression of Bailos? Maybe that's Poshup Shat and Ramban. Like the Ramban in Psachim and Avdalid. That Bailos has to be manifest, it has to be expressed. There has to be a connection between the chayfetz and the bala chayfetz. What can that connection be? Shali, Bershusi, Achovas Hashava. Achovas Hashava can create a connection. The fact that the chayfetz is Bershusi can create that connection. That prevents one from arguing that, by definition, the chayfetz is Paka. And where do you see this model? That without the Zika, there's no Bailos, and Bailos isn't defined in terms of, that's the model of Avud Mikol Olam. Not that the Rishonim would suggest that this is identical with. It's an important Chiddush. Oh, so I'll ask you the following now. If that really is true, that the Hashava is sufficient to create the Zika. The Hashav is sufficient to create the Zika. Okay? I ask you the following. What type of Hashav? A Shomer Aveda is a Chiyuv Hashav. And a Gazan is a Chiyuv Hashav. ooh, so maybe I'll argue. You know what? The chovas hashov is enough to argue that I'm still connected to, because the halacha insists on return. What binds you to the chayfetz? You know what binds you to the chayfetz? Because the halacha declares that whoever he is, he has to return it to me. Oh, so Rabbi says, that's not only true of Aveda, that's also true of Gzela. There's a chovas hashava. But wait a second. There's a big difference between them, no? In the case of Aveda, there's a chovas hashava, but beyond, no? Since there's a chovas hashava, the motz Aveda is machzik ba'ad balabais. This is a good guy who recognizes the chovas hashava and in turn will do his due diligence to return the object to me. Mashain came, when you're dealing with the case of a gazlan, it's true there's a chovas hashava, but isuras liyadei. It is really the case that I could argue that when the gazlan is machzik the chayfetz, it's birshus hanigzal. Don't we normally assume the opposite is true, no? Shneim and yachal ha'akdish. Zelef yishen ha'shlo, zelef yinish mershuso. Well, of course, he's holding on to the chayfetz. But his maintenance of the chayfetz is to the detriment of the bala chayfetz. Not to enhance the rights of the bala chayfetz in any that's the suffix of Rabba. Is that zika sufficient to argue that the Yeyush Shura should not be Chal? Well, what was Tosus's question? Tosus is bothered by the following. Well, we know Yeyush works when it comes to Aveda, right? Bavakam Dav Samachav. So maybe Yeyush should also work when it comes to a case of Gzela. Maybe Yeyush should be Kon as well. If Aveda, so to Gzela. So Tosus was bothered by such a basic question. Such a basic question, no? Since it's true when it comes to Aveda, it should also be true when it comes to Gzela. What in the world does that mean? Wait. Yeyush is not categorically chal when it comes to Aveda. It's only the timing. The timing was really important, no? The timing was important. If there was Yeyush before it entered Rosh Hashanah, then, yeah, be as kalneh. But if the Yeyush was after it entered Rosh Hashanah, Yeyush and Aveda doesn't work. That's the mitzvah Hashava. In other words, what do you see from Aveda? That even when Yeyush works, it only works kol nas liyadeh. So now what's the question? Does it work when it comes to Gzela? Of course it doesn't work when it comes to Gzela. What is it? Of course it doesn't work when it comes to Gzela. In Gzela, by definition, no? The chayfetz is mine, and someone broke it and stole it. And as a result of the theft, I'm Yayish. The Yeyush was the achrados liyadeh. So how can the Gemara think that just as Yeyush functions in Aveda, Yeyush should function when it comes to Gzela? It only functions in Aveda, kodmas liyadeh, and Gzela is the achrados liyadeh. So I'll tell you, Gzela is exactly like Aveda, and therefore it doesn't work. Not that it does work. No, what's what I'm thinking? That's Rabbi Safek. That maybe Yeyush works when it comes to Gzela, because it works when it comes to Aveda. It only works in Aveda, Kodem HaSiyadeh, and Gzela is Lachra HaSiyadeh. So what's the Havamina? That's Tosus's Kasha. No, that's like a Kasha. You don't have to know other Gemaras. What is the Shakla Vitaria? Doesn't sound like it works. Of course it should not work. So Tosus writes a pretty unbelievable chiddush that you have to understand. No, the Gemara thinks to some extent it does work. Even in Yeyush it works. Even in Yeyush it works. If Yeyush is meaningless after it enters the hand of the Motzei Aveda, then, well, of course it's not going to function Geza. But maybe it does work in a case of Yeyush. Ready for that chiddush of Tosus? That if a person loses an object, and I find the object, and then there is Yeyush, this sounds really unusual, no? I can keep the object, but I have to pay him for it. Just like Gezel Achar Kinyan. Just like gezel achar kinyan. I steal something, I'm kone, let's say I'm kone b'shinui, so now what? I return the object to him? No. I'm scot-free? No. You have to pay him. So Tosfos says, maybe that would be true in the case of Aveda as well. That would be true in Aveda as well. I'm like, mechates. Well, why should that be true? That sounds very unusual. Now, guy loses an object, I find it, and then the owner is miayish. So I don't have to return the object, but I have to pay him for the object. See, I understand when it comes to a God that's true. You know, the moment I steal a chayfetz, I'm chayiv b'hashava. And hashava, let's say, pashup shat, takes two forms. Im ke'ein shegazal yachsir, vim lav damim b'mabadir shlumim. No? So hashava can be either hachzaras habe'en, or hashava can be compensating a person for his loss. So if the chayfetz is be'en, return the chayfetz. And the chayfetz is not be'en, compensate a person for his loss. I get that, no? Here, all of a sudden, the person loses something, I find it, I'm chayiv and hashava saveda, and there's yeyush. Well, if yeyush uproots the hashava saveda, because now he's miyayish, so why do I have to do anything more? What if anything, because I illicitly found it? What if anything more? And if the yeyush is not relevant, because the yeyush does not work, so return the chayfetz. Return the chayfetz. Tosfos writes, no, maybe when it comes to aveda, oh, that's really critical. And in Achinami, I'll say the same thing is true when it comes to gzeila. If there was no yeyush, return the object. And if there is yeyush, then pay, like shinei kona. Oh, so that's Rabbi's safek. Can I equate gzeila and aveda? Wow, that's Tosfos' chiddush. You understand what's bothering Tosfos, no? Because otherwise, how in the world can the Gemara think that true Aveda is true of Gzeila? Because Aveda is only Kodem Asiyade, and Gzeila is Lachar Asiyade. So like, what do you mean? So maybe this could be a simple answer. A simple answer. Maybe one could suggest that Aveda in Gzeila exceeds Yeyush in the case of Aveda. Yeyush in Gzeila exceeds Yeyush when it comes to Aveda. Yeyush when it comes to Aveda. Wow. Because after all, Yeyush could mean very simply that my bailus is detached. La'achar yeyush, there's no zika. There's no zika. I'm no longer the bala chayfetz if I'm miyayish. But that's not true. If you're miyayish and then he takes it. But if he takes it and then you're miyayish, there still is a chi. Oh, maybe that's hienosenes. The chovas hashavu. And the fact that the Motza Veda is machzik ba'ar habalim, that's enough to point to that zika between the chayfetz and the bala chayfetz. The fact that you're miayish does not mean that you're detached from the chayfetz. There's still a link, there's still a connection. Right? You know what the connection is? That there's a chiyuv hashava, and the Motza Veda is doing his due diligence to exercise that chovas hashava. See, even though you were miayish, but the yeyush did not result in absolute despair, there's still a link. Well, what's the link? The chovas hashava. Bamed v'amamurim. Like Ramban, know that the mod saved is mafsik ba balabayis. But if you have a case of gzeila, where the gazlan is not mafsik ba'ad balabayis, then the chovas hashav is not going to be enough to argue that the chayfetz is still the shali of the Balam HaRishonim. And if that's true, if there's yeyush, yeyush and gzeila would be mafkia bailus. Even though in Aveda it's not. Even Aveda it's not. That's a pretty heavy possibility. to argue that that's true. What is the svara of Tosus? Tosus says, maybe in a case of Aveda. This is unbelievable, no? In a case of Aveda. Guy loses an object, I find it, and then he's miyanish. So maybe I don't have to give it back, but I have to pay him for it. That sounds so unusual, no? In Gezel, I understand, no? I illicitly steal something from you, I have to make good, right? Either I have to return or I have to compensate. Im kein shegozo yachse, vim la avdoi moshnune. There's a chiyuv damim on the Motzei Aveda. Is that really true? Is that really true? So I'll tell you a chiddush of the Sipra, but you have to see this in the Sipra. No, Bav Metzia, Simen Chafei. The Sipra writes the following: that very daf, Bav Kamen Daf Samavav. The Gemara says this: Gozal Chametz. Gozal Chametz. And guess what? Va'ovrlava Pesach. I stole your chametz. And now the chametz is nesa. Oh, such a chiddush. Omer lo harei shochal afanecha. The Gazan can say, here it is. The Torah says, v'heishe v'esag gzele asher gozal. And guess what? I'm returning all the boxes of cereal. I'm returning all the schnapps. Well, before it was with a lot. Now it's with a little. Okay. You know, all right, maybe we have to talk about that a little bit. No? That's already a lumbus. No. Grama garmi, hezek shinonikar. I caused you a loss. But in terms of hachzara sabain, I stole chametz, and I'm returning it. Oh, the Gemara says the following. Wait a second. You stole all my liquor. And Pesach comes. The Gemara says, vadai miyanish. I'm certainly miyanish. Because the Gemara didn't know all these. Of course, you're miyanish. Why? Because it's nesar. It's nesar. No? What's my hope? The police will get it back to me. And it's going to be us because of Chomesh Lava Pesach. So, certainly the Bailim HaRishon are miyanish. So the Gemara says the following kasha. And I sal kadaitach yeyush koneh. If Yeush is Kone, well, once he stole my chametz, and I know Pesach is coming, I'm definitely Miyayish. And if Yeush is Kone, now it means it belongs to the Gazlan. And Amai Omele Shel Chavnecha. If he is Kone Legamre, he has to pay me for it now. He has to pay me. Hachzara Sabe'en means the Gazlan was not Kone Zekinyan Gamur. But if you hold, the Gemara says, "He sal kedaitach yeyush kone," so amai omer lo harei shalchal lefanecha. Wow. Amai omer lo harei shalchal lefanecha. That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara answer is unbelievable. Even if you hold yeyush kedikani, even if you hold yeyush is kone, but when is yeyush kone? The Gemara says, "Dafka zem misyayish." Bezerot Seliknos. Ooh. Maybe that sounds like a Mesivus, no? Zemis Yaish. Bezerot Seliknos. In order for Yeush to be Kone, you need two parties. You need two parties. Even without the Mesivus, but maybe that, no? You need two parties. He's Miyaish, and I am Kone. What does Yeush mean? He gives up any right of, and I acquire. When do you say Yeush is Kone? Only Zem is Yaish, Bezerot Seliknos. In this case, the Gemara says, yes, Zem is Yaish. The Balim Rishon Rami Yaish. But Bezer, this Gazlan, Eino Rot Seliknos. Eino Rot Seliknos. It's awesome. If he's Kone, he has to pay for it. If he's not Kone, he can say, Haresha Cholafanecha. So even if the whole Yeush is Kone, Yeush Bechdi Kone, it's only if there's Das Kone. Only if there's Das Kone. Zem is Yayish, of course, but B, Ze Rot Seliknos. Ze Rot Seliknos. So in order for Yeush to be operative, what does it mean? You lost an object. You're Miyayish. And guess what? I know you're Miyayish. I pick it up in order to be common. That's called Zemis Yayish. Zerotzeliknos. So you know what the stipler writes? I want you to take a look at it. Read through it. See if it's, you know. I lose an object. And you find it. You know what you are now? You're a Shomer Aveda. A Shomer Aveda is Dino Kishomer Chinam. Dino Kishomer Sacha. You have Chiyuv Shmir. You have Chiyuv Shmir. Hamiyayish. I don't think I'm ever going to see this object again. But Yehu Shalom is not Konen. In order for Yehu to be functional, you need Zemis Yayish Vezeh Rotsa Liknos. Gemar Mephoreshes, Bob Kamasamachlav. Good, Zeh Rotsa Liknos. You know what the stipler write? Zero Tzeliknos is called Pasha B'Shmiras. You're Poshea. You're Poshea. Your desire to be Kona the Chayfetz means that the Chayfetz now will leave the Rishus of the Baal Rishonim. You're a Shomer Aveda. You have the responsibility of watch and return. If you do anything to mitigate that is pshia. That is pshia. The mindset of Rotze Liknos is called Posha B'Shmiras. And therefore you're chayiv. You're chayiv because of pshia of your chayiv ishmir. What does pshia for chayiv ishmir require? Compensation. Achiv damim. Achiv damim. Ooh, that's the Tosus. No? That, ooh, yeah, like Ezel. There was an unbelievable shift when it comes to Aveda. Up until now, if there was no Yeush, the Chayfetz is his. Once there is Yeush, no. But I have Achiv Shmira. And if Ratzel Liknos, I was Poshea. Ooh, so that's how Tosus envisions that shift can occur even when it comes to Aveda itself. Whoa, no. All right, let's take a look at that. No? The shift when it comes to the Shomer Aveda. Wow. Okay, so I have to pick up. Okay? Kedus Yaakov HaMetzia at the Simcha. We can start the sugi of Shmira Shalom Yidas. Go through the classic Rishonim. I'll give you Mirza Shemar Makomus as well.